they've said. How about it? Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
I'm Maisie, like the fella just said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. And I've been in show business as long as I can remember. Gee, even at the age of 3, I was given a performance and charging 2 pins for admittance. Of course, after the show, I had to give the pins back so the audience could return home without losing their rompers. Right now, business is about normal for me. I'm out of work. So I picked up the classified and saw an ad that said, "Wanted, attractive young woman to be companion to crotchety old woman for brief period. Long hours, short pay." Nobody but a jerk would answer that ad, so I answered it. I took the train out to a little station in the country and hopped into a cab.
"Where to, you gorgeous hunk of plunder?"
"Don't get fresh, cowboy. I'll tell you exactly where to go."
"Yeah, that's the trouble with this business. I don't get to meet any ladies, just dames like you."
"That did it. Just stop this motorized bed warmer and get out. We'll settle this man to man."
"Yeah, okay, babe. I haven't beat up a dame for years."
"And I haven't beat up a man since I won my second brown belt at judo."
"Yeah, well, okay. Go ahead, Maisie."
"Okay, wise guy, out." "Muscles."
"Yeah. Hiya, Maisie."
"Well, it was you all the time, and I didn't know I was being ribbed."
"That's right."
"How'd you know it was me?"
"Oh, when you got in a cab, I recognized your legs."
"Oh."
"Oh, you got a beautiful pair of pins there, Maisie. Yeah."
"Well, thanks, Muscles. Gee, I thought you were a fresh guy." "Come to think about it, you are a fresh guy."
"Yeah, certainly."
"Hey, how come you're not doing your tumbling act?"
"Well, that, you know the part where the girl in the act does a swan dive from the theater box and I catch her just before she hits the stage?"
"Yeah. Well, what was the trouble? Butterfingers?"
"Yeah."
"Oh."
"What are you doing out here?"
"Oh, well, I answered an ad in the paper for some old lady who wants a companion for a little while."
"Oh, who are you going to work for?"
"Well, I haven't been hired yet, but have you ever heard of a family called the Harrisons?"
"Oh, holy smoke, Maisie. No, not them."
"Well, what's wrong with them?"
"Well, think of something that you don't like and birth. They got it."
"Oh."
"Don't go out there, Maisie. They got a big, beautiful house, a big, beautiful estate, but the place is a creep joint."
"Well, I got to at least go there and tell them I quit. And it isn't every day I get a chance to quit something before I get fired."
"No, look, Maisie, you wouldn't like it there. That old lady Harrison, she's 87, maybe 88, and she's going into a dying childhood."
"No kidding."
"She's got a niece living with her who's the snootiest thing that I ever saw, and a real weird nephew. The guy thinks he's an actor."
"Yeah, but I promised I'd come out, Marshall."
"Oh, they're all nuts out there. The Vincent guy, that's the nephew. He thinks that what killed vaudeville was they didn't have enough Shakespeare."
"Yeah, well, this I gotta see. But I won't take the job."
"Okay, but I know you, Maisie. You've got a heart that's too big for your brain. And if somebody needs you, you might stay."
"Oh, not me, Muscles. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid."
"Well, there it is, Maisie."
"Yeah, I see what you mean. It's a real creepy-looking joint."
"Yeah, let's go."
No, you wait here for me, Muscles. If I need any help, I'll scream 3 times. I'll be right back." Maisie, I've been in lots of cheerier cemeteries. Even the door gets into the act.
Good afternoon, miss.
Oh, hello. I came to see Mrs. Harrison about...
I am not interested in what you came to see Mrs. Harrison about. What is your name?
It's Maisie Revere. And you don't have to tell me your name. I recognize you from your pictures, Mr. Karloff.
Come in. Follow me.
Well, you're certainly in a lovely mood.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't interrupt you while you were butchering something.
Miss Revere, you are happy now, aren't you?
Not especially.
I mean, you are happy you're alive, are you not?
Oh, yes. I've gotten sort of used to it, too.
Then don't tease me, Miss Revere.
Okay, I won't tease you.
Here is Mrs. Harrison's room.
Well, what is it? What is it? Come in, you fool.
Is that me or you?
She means me.
Oh.
And if I don't take it, she'll cut me out of her will. Mrs. Harrison.
Speak up, speak up.
Miss Revere is here.
Oh, then sure is.
Go right in.
Wait outside, Clarence.
Yes, Mrs. Harrison.
Well, so you're the young lady who answered my ad.
Yes.
Tell me, are you afraid of ghosts?
Ghosts? Well, no and yes.
What do you mean?
No during the day and yes at night. Why?
Several people have seen a ghost in this house.
A ghost? Did they speak to it or anything?
My great-nephew, Vincent, saw it. But all he said before he fainted was, yoink! It's all very frightening.
Well, you're so right. Well, goodbye now.
Wait, wait. You can't go now. You've got to stay.
Oh, no, I don't.
Miss Revere, I'm not very well. I've only got two relatives, a grand-niece and a grand-nephew. And tomorrow I'm going to make a new will.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
I need somebody to be near me. Because tonight, I expect to be murdered.
Oh, you shouldn't let a little thing like that upset... Murdered?
Yes. You see why I need you now, Miss Revere. You won't turn an old lady down, will you?
Well, gee,
You've got to help me, Miss Revere. If you don't, there's no telling what'll happen to me. Please, please, Miss Revere.
I'm an awful sap to do this.
Clarence, come in here.
You rang, Mrs. Harrison?
Yes, Clarence. Miss Revere will stay in the room next to mine. Bring her bag in from the cab and step on it!
Oh, Maisie, you're going to stay. This is terrible. How could you break your promise to me?
Oh, Muscle, stop mooing at me, you big ox. I had to do it.
No, you didn't.
I felt sorry for the defenseless old lady.
She's not defenseless. Just last year she brained 3 Boy Scouts with a cane for trying to help her cross the street.
Well, she needs somebody she can trust. There's a ghost hanging around this house, and she thinks she's going to be murdered tonight.
Hey, that ain't a bad idea.
Muscle.
Yeah?
You're not mad at me, are you?
You're doggone right, I'm mad.
Well, look at me, Muscles. Come on, now.
Well, I'm... Well... Okay. Oh, boy.
How'd you like to have a little fun tonight?
Oh, boy, yeah, yippee! Hey, where we go?
Well, how's about you coming out here and helping me chase the ghost around?
Maisie, I had something a little different in mind.
I know you, naughty boy. Now, you know there's no such thing as a ghost, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I know it, but do the ghosts know it?
No, the ghosts don't know it. That's why I want you to come back here at 8:30 and bring me 2 nice white bed sheets. You get the idea, Muggle?
Yeah. You're going to sleep outside.
No.
No?
We're going to wear the sheets and scare the ghost when he shows up. And I want you to bring something else that's very good. It works like magic.
What is it, some kind of a charm or something?
In a way. A baseball bat.
Oh,
excuse me. I think I'll go to my room now.
Good night, Auntie.
Good night, Auntie.
Yes, good night, Auntie.
Teresa, tell the cook that the roast was too well done, and if it happens again...
Yes, Auntie.
And Vincent, I want you to destroy that record you were playing over and over again last night.
Which one was that, Auntie?
It was called I'll Be Glad When You Are Dead, You Rascal, You.
Good night, Auntie.
And don't worry about that ghost, Mrs. Harrison. I'm going to get rid of it.
Thank you. Leave it in the trash can at the back of the house.
Now, let's get down to the point. Which one of you is the ghost?
Well, really, Miss Revere. I know nothing about the ghost whatsoever. I wouldn't know what to do if I saw one.
Well, I'm sure your natural instinct would be to snub it.
Well, you can always say, as Hamlet said to his father's ghost, angels and ministers of grace defend us. Be thou a spirit of health or goblin damned. Bring with the airs from heaven or blast.
Please, Vincent. Not while I'm eating.
Well, I am sorry you didn't see our little theater's last production, Miss Revere. Everyone said that I was superb. I was, too.
Well, you should have seen me in the girl show I was in Miami.
You were good?
Oh, everybody said I should be arrested. And sure enough. Now, are you playing the ghost around here?
No, I told you I am not the ghost. But I tell you, I saw it. I saw the ghost with my own eyes. And don't try to tell me I'm the ghost, see?
Well, all right, take it easy. Where'd you see the ghost?
By the fountain at the side of the house. The water comes from an underground hot spring, so there's always a little fog there on cool nights. I was just looking at it when suddenly the fog turned into a skeleton.
Oh, and what did you do?
He did what any sensible person would do. He passed out. Cold. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go to my room.
Yes, I too.
Well, I think I'll go outside and look for that ghost.
Well, fine. And don't worry about a thing. We'll be out looking for you if you don't come back in 10 or 15 hours. Hi, Maisie.
Hi. Did you bring the baseball bats?
Yeah, Maisie. I brought a ball, too, just in case we want to shag some flies.
Oh, never mind the ball. Just hand me the bat and follow me. I know where the ghost is supposed to appear.
Where?
Well, you see that fountain over there with the fog around it?
Yeah, it's sort of spooky, ain't it?
Yeah. But we know there are no such things as ghosts, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, come on, convince me a little.
Shh, quiet. I hear something.
Yes, it's just my heart banging away.
Oh, well, no ghost then. Come on, let's go. Hey, Maisie, look at that fog.
Oh, my gosh, Muscles. I see a figure of a man taking shape.
Yeah, come on, Maisie, will you? Let's go.
I'm too scared to run away. I'm going to swat that ghost with this ball bat. It can't be a real ghost.
Don't get too close.
It can't be real. It can't be real. Now, take this. Dad went right through it.
Holy smoke.
Holy smoke. It's a real ghost.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. to Maisie.
Put her down on the couch, Clarence.
Very well, Mrs. Harrison.
Pour a little water on her, Teresa. There's some in that flower vase.
Oh, gladly. Oh, hey, you could have taken the flowers out first. Oh, so sorry.
Miss Revere, what on earth happened?
Well, I saw a ghost, and I knew it couldn't be real, so I tried to hit it with a baseball bat. It went right through the ghost, Mrs. Harrison. Oh, it was real.
I thought you didn't believe in ghosts.
I'd just been converted.
What did the ghost look like?
Well, it was a wild-looking man, and he was reaching out to get me.
Oh, well, I think I'm okay now.
Good. I'll go back to my room. I might remind you, Miss Revere, you are here to protect me, not I, you.
And if you faint again and need more water, just call me.
Thanks so much.
Miss Revere, let me tell you how much I enjoyed carrying you into the house. My, you certainly are cuddly. It was a real pleasure.
Well, thanks for the transportation, Clarence. You can stop drooling now.
Yes, miss.
And let me tell you that it's a pleasure to find out you're normal.
Thank you. Believe me, Miss Revere, it hasn't been easy. This entire family is a little bit...
Shall we say they have gophers in their meadow?
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Vincent is even violent sometimes. And I believe I'd have gone wacky myself if I hadn't my hobby to keep me interested.
Oh. Well, what is your hobby, Clarence?
It's very fascinating. Don't tell a soul. But you see, I collect...
Oh, that was Vincent. Come on, let's see what the trouble is.
No, thank you.
But he might be in terrible danger.
Oh, yes, he might be at that. And that's why I'm staying right here.
Well, I'm going to find out.
No! No, get away from me! I can't stand it, Uncle! Man! Man, I tell you! Man! Man!
Vincent! Vincent, open the door! It's me, Maisie! Vincent!
Yes?
What's the matter? What happened?
Nothing. I was rehearsing a few lines from a new play. We call it the mad scene.
You're just the right person to play it, too.
You don't seem to appreciate me, Miss Revere. Come in, Charlie.
Oh, hey, let go of me.
Oh.
Hey, let me out of here.
Oh, no. Perhaps this will persuade you to play a scene with me.
A gun?
Yes. And now we see how good you are. After all, you said you were born in a theater... And I'm sure you spent your early days in a wardrobe trunk, didn't you?
Well, no, honestly. My family were acrobats, and I spent my early days hanging from the bottom rung of a coat hanger.
Ha, 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 ha. We'll try Romeo and Juliet first.
Which one am I supposed to be?
Juliet, of course.
Well, if you insist. Shakespeare will be spinning in his grave like a lathe.
Places, everybody.
Oh, so that's me?
With love's light wings do I o'erperch these walls. For stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no let to me. And now you say, if they do see thee, they will murder thee.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee. And with my undying gratitude...
Oh, that's enough of that. I think I'll be Othello now, and you'll be Desdemona, and we'll do that scene, or I strangle you to death.
Now, get away from me, Vincent. Vincent, I warn you, get away from me.
I'm going to... What's that white thing at the window? It's a ghost! Oh, the ghost! Get out of my way!
My God. He showed up just in time.
How do you know that this is me and not the real ghost?
Because it says Biltmore Hotel across your sheet.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, come on out through the window, will you? Quick, I got something to tell you.
Well, it's a good thing Vincent dropped this gun instead of shooting you with it. Okay, now, grab hold of me. That's it.
Oh, boy, I waited years for this opportunity.
Muscles, please. Now, put me down and tell me what happened to you when I saw the ghost.
All right, okay. Hey, Maisie, I know that ghost personally. That's Joe Kosciuszko. He's a wrestler out in Hollywood.
Are you sure that was your friend?
I'm positive.
Well, then something awful funny is going on around here, Muscles.
Give me the extra sheet.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do?
Somebody around here is having a good time playing ghost, and we're going inside and scare the ham out of him.
Hey, it sure is dark in here, huh? I can't see a thing. Where are we now?
This is the hall that leads to the big living room where I think... Oh, Muscles. Look.
Yeah, it's... something white in the moonlight.
It went into the living room.
Should I maybe try to grab it?
What'll you do if it just evaporates?
Well, I'll do what everybody else does. I'll fall on my face.
Well, not on me. Now, let's peek into the living room. Hey. It went right through the wall.
That's impossible.
So was everything else I've seen tonight. There must be secret passages in this house.
There are lots of them.
Quit changing your voice, Muscles.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
See, you just said you did.
But that wasn't me. That must have been you making with a low voice. Wasn't it?
Muscles, I have a feeling we're not alone here. Give me your hand. Where is it?
Right here?
Well, one hand's enough.
Look, that's all I gave you.
Holy smoke. I got a hold of two left hands.
Well, I'm right here.
And I'm here.
And I'm here.
Clarence. Is that you?
Yes, miss.
Oh.
I couldn't help following you down the hall. I was going to yell boo.
Well, I would have gone right through the wall with that ghost. Muscles, this is Clarence.
How do you do?
The only other normal person here.
Hey, Clarence, what about these secret passages?
I can show them to you.
Fine. And a couple more things. Did you ever hear anybody call Joe Kordzybski?
Heavens, no.
Muscles, are you sure that's who the ghost was?
Yeah, I'm positive, Major. I even saw his name under him.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What did I tell you? He was standing there, and right under him was his name. You know, just like you see a statue of a guy who's throwing a discus, and underneath it says, the thinker...
Well, don't tell me the ghost had a label on him.
Yeah, sure. First, Joe was sort of fuzzy, and then he kind of came into focus, and I saw the whole thing.
Came into focus, and... Oh, that's it. I've got it. Clarence, are there any mouse traps around the house?
Certainly, Miss Revere.
Well, get them and bring them in here. We're going to set some traps for a rat.
Well, I get them right away.
Oh, thank heavens. There's one sane person in this house I can depend on.
Thank you, Miss. Oh, and by the way... Why don't you come along with me, and I'll show you my hobby.
Oh, yes. What is your hobby, Cat?
Don't let it leak out, but I collect griddle cakes.
You what?
Griddle cakes. I've got a whole trunk full of them in my room.
That must be midnight, Maisie.
Yeah, it's the witching hour. The hour in which I expect to trap our transparent troublemaker.
Do we have to sit here in the dark?
And what makes you think the ghost will show up here in the living room?
Well, I just figured out what I'd do if I were a ghost. I'd look for somebody to haunt. And since there isn't anybody in your rooms, the ghost will start haunting all over for you.
And just how do you plan on catching it?
Well, there's a secret panel in that wall over there, and mouse traps all over the floor. When that panel opens...
I've been hearing that awful sound every night, but I didn't want to say anything.
Well, shut up, please.
This is it. Yippee! Got her by both toes. Turn the lights on.
I've got them.
Auntie!
Auntie Harris!
Don't stand there staring at me, you idiot! Get these mouse traps off my feet!
So it was you, Mrs. Harris?
Certainly it was me.
And you used your magic lantern to throw that picture of the wrestler onto the fog and miss by the fountain, didn't you?
How did you figure that out?
Well, I remember how the ghost had trouble focusing himself.
Yeah, you see, Maisie, I told you the old babe was nuts.
Who is this? Get out of this house.
Now, just a moment, Mrs. Harrison. You've had your turn. Now it's our turn. Sit down.
I refuse.
I said sit down already.
Oh,
right, all right.
Oh, gee, I forgot I put a mouse trap in that chair, too.
Well, now, about an explanation of all this ghost business. Or would you rather have me tell the story to the newspaper?
No, 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 I'll explain. You see, I wanted to find out whether Teresa or Vincent was best fitted to handle the Harrison affairs. I wanted to know which one was the toughest, the most fearless, and the smartest. So, this was a test.
Oh, thank you, Auntie.
The one I have chosen is Teresa.
Oh, yes. So now I won't have to mess around with all that money. Teresa can just give me some from time to time.
Oh, thank you, Auntie.
But why did you have to scare me out of my wits?
So Teresa and Vincent would believe there was really something to be frightened of. Now, don't you get upset. I'm going to pay your full salary for a week, give you the bonus, and I'll even mention you in my will.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Harrison. Well, I guess we can all get a good night's sleep tonight. From now on, if you'll pardon the pun, the ghost is clear.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
Well, the last time I had a verbal contract, I drew a verbal salary. But Mrs. Harrison was a woman of her word and paid me in cash. I had breakfast with the ghost in her bedroom the next morning. Clarence came up and served his flannel cakes and gave me a big, wise wink as he snitched two of them and slipped them into his pocket. And Mrs. Harrison did mention me in her will. She showed me the will where it said, I bequeath to Maisie Revere my undying gratitude. Well, I gotta be getting along. Squirmin Herman, my agent, says he's got me a job as a gondolier in a tunnel of love. And I just can't keep those young couples waiting. Well, come on, Pete. Get moving.
You just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Hans Conried, Elvia Allman, Sheldon Leonard, Joan Banks, and Edgar Barrier. Jack McCoy speaking.